Good evening, folks. It is July 19th, and I call this monthly meeting of the National Airport Authority Board to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods?
Here.
Secretary Holland?
Here.
Director Duquette?
Here.
Okay, so, public input as it pertains to this month's agenda. Going once, going twice, okay. Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of June 21, 2023.
Report the motion, approve the minutes, June 21, 2023.
Second it.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving June 21, 2023 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. I'm going to table the treasurer's report so next month we can have Dave speak to that. Communications. We have the communication from this month, option to extend land lease. We'll take up that under new business. And let's see, that brings us to the tower report. Yeah. We had 6,200 more operations last month, down from 7,274. So that's down about 1,713 operations, or about 21%. And year over year, down 983 or 14%. And year to date, we're down 5% versus last year.
You guys know what a
rate
in the last month?
Yes, we did. Today's the first day without it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, this past weekend, my aerobatic club listened to what I refer to as the green monsoon aerobatic contest. Yeah. We did get some flights in, but it rained quite a bit.
From Mars. Well, I flew on Monday evening, and it was very close to IFR, even though it was technically,
CMC.
Very
low visibility. Yeah.
So, airport manager. Okay, not a lot to report from this past month. Unfortunately, due to weather, the July 1st Young Eagles event was canceled. A few of the pilots had to come from other places and just couldn't get here. Hopefully, we'll get that rescheduled again sometime in the fall. Upcoming events, the City's National Summer Fun Wheels and Wings at Nashua Airport, September 23rd, which we previously discussed. I've been in touch with the New Hampshire Army National Guard, and we're trying to get them to bring the Blackhawk again this year, as well as have a few other helicopters lined up, and hopefully the usual suspects from our airport with all their airplanes. Wes?
Wes? I think you should invite our friends from New Jersey.
From the Mariners, yeah. That's a good idea. That is a good idea. So, other items of interest. On June 28th, I attended a special Board of Aldermen meeting at City Hall. The lady by the name of Vivian Adams, who was seeking a building permit for her lot on Deerwood Drive, where I think most people know where that is. It's out kind of behind the airport, out in the woods, in the middle of nowhere. There was a lot of discussion, and after some lengthy discussion, they tabled it pending further investigation. It looks like she meets a lot of the criteria to actually get the building permit. She had a zoning variance granted to her previous to this meeting for road frontage, non-conformal road frontage, and so the city's just digging a little deeper into this.
Is it in the protected zone?
No, outside. But
does she know there's an airport here?
Yes. I made the points crystal clear to their attorneys and realtors, everybody down there, that there's a lot of noise associated, possibly 24/7. We are zoned airport industrial. We process materials out back there, right across from where their land is. It's just not a great place. And even one of the aldermen spoke up and said, look, they were talking about, the lawyer said how she you know, has the right to return on her investment. He goes, well, it looks like it wasn't a very good investment. So that was Alderman Jenny, I believe.
So this isn't the first time this has come up. What is it? A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. I was cutting through the back nine to get back to my office, and we're literally in the middle of the woods. The day real estate for sale time.
And the city's take on this a couple of years ago is, well, this probably will never happen because she would be forced to put a road in where she's located. She has to access it from a road in an existing neighborhood, and she really has to make a road for, I don't know, call it 100 yards. And they were saying she would need to put in full sewer, water, everything out there. And it would just make it cost prohibitive to do the project. Well, now, her attorneys have come to the conclusion that because it's a Class 6 road, that doesn't have to be done. Mm-hmm. And so there's more potential for her actually securing this permit. We'll see. I mean, I don't know who would want to buy that. It's literally out in the middle of the woods. It's in the airport traffic pattern. I explained this to everybody about aircraft going over that house all day long. Not a good place. Now, I spoke with her attorney the other day, and he's going to meet with some people from the Conservation Commission because they had expressed interest in acquiring the land. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to put together a con call with myself and the conservation people and see if we can come to some conclusion agreement, just to try to figure out if we could buy it, if they could buy it. I let them know that we're a little bit overextended right now with the current lot purchase on Pine Hill, which I think Nick will be speaking about, as well as the tower siting study. We also have the AWOS relocation project going on, so we're not really in a position to outright buy that piece of land from them right now. In the city, well, I suggest that the city should buy the land. Tim Cummings was there, and he said that they can't. So this has been tabled pending further research. So that's what I can tell you about that.
One more question, Chris. Do we have a decibel meter? Do you have one that you could go close to that land and just take measurements and get on the ladder?
I do not. I suppose I could get an app on the phone.
It'd be curious, right, just to collect a few data points and say, hey, it's 80 dB out there, you know, some of the time, or whatever. I don't know if it's just if the discussion table and there potentially some data you could present and say, this is what you would be subjecting whoever might end up being there as a resident to. Maybe that's reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any specifics like that, but I hammered it in that this is constant noise, sometimes constant. And where they are, with using runway 32, they're at a high power setting going up and over there. It's very loud.
Just a quick question. Would this be accessed from Amherst Street? Or
no, Massasoit.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep. So, well, I guess I can speak a little more about that.
Let me see if I can draw something real quick. And the reason I ask is I know some of the folks who live out there, and they're aware of the airplane noise, but they don't mind to check you. Mm-hmm. And I know somebody's got a $4 million house out there, and they're fine with it. Amherst Street, railroad tracks, we have a fence, a gate, I'm sorry, inside the airport, the India ramps over in this area, there's a gate right here. So this is Deerwood. Instead of this, Deerwood just continues all the way to Pine Hill. It's blocked pretty well in numerous locations. That, I believe it's Massasoit, is, well, right now, Massasoit doesn't connect through. What she wants to do is connect Massasoit, and her piece of property is approximately here. It's about a 3.5-acre parcel. So it's right there.
what happens right here, right now, there's an area over here known as North Road, Blood's Crossing, I believe. And it's like where the power lines are right here. And there's another, I believe that's Blood's Crossing right here. As it is right now, the road, Deerwood, technically ends here. It does not exist here. And this happened many years ago because we have the ILS system in here. And so all this basically is part of airport property. Even though it doesn't show it on the GIS anymore, we found some old drawings that actually show it as airport property. So one of the things that I was telling them is, my concern is that if that becomes open up, now the public have access to this. I can't have the public down here. I would have to gate this, fence it, do whatever I have to do. And they said, well, they told me that they would never continue this road. This road would end and possibly end it right after her property if she ever was approved for this. So that's what her access is. They wouldn't have access to Amherst Street or from Amherst Street. It's outside of the RPZ. Nick, I think we already looked at this.
Yep.
You know, which is traffic's a little shit. So it is outside of it. It is a traffic pattern. And yes, if you look at this, you know, people are, you know, you could call that the downwind or upwind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, people wander up to 747 patterns. But, so, you know, to be honest with you, she has, you know, she has a case. Everybody knows it, but she's spending an awful lot of money on engineers, lawyers, etc. And again, I don't know who's going to buy it. And, you know, some of the chit-chat afterwards was that she doesn't actually want to develop it. She wants to get this permit so it's developable and then try to sell it to a developer.
But, in 1 unit, 10 units?
Well, technically, it's being sought for a single-family home. A large single-family home that would meet the character of the existing homes in that neighborhood over there. All the neighbors, not all the neighbors, there's a handful of them there, opposing this. They're afraid, like we are, that, you know, it creates a place for people to hang out, congregate, not maybe not doing the right things. We have enough of that problem on Sharon Ave at night. That's what's going on.
So you reminded me of something interesting. According to the current tax map, we actually don't own the, the city hasn't rented us, the land is like underneath the approach lighting, underneath, basically extended area off the pavement.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking a little bit more with the city about that. Because like I said, I came up with this old plot plan where it shows airport as airport property. So how that suddenly morphed into not being airport property, we don't know yet.
Okay.
But it is protected to the extent that the road ends there, and the city, essentially, Matt Sullivan from planning said that will never happen. But, you know, I said, well, who has to put the gate and the fence up? You could be talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to fence an area and put a gate up out there. So if the gate alone is $40,000, I said, I shouldn't have to incur that cost. Again, this is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
On July 13th, and I think Nick will speak a little more about this, the New Hampshire DOT's chief appraiser concurred with the fair market value of $155,000 appraisals of L Pine Hill Road, where the FAA and the Hampshire DOT have determined that an administrative settlement increased $14,000 above and beyond the airport's fair market value of $155,000 for a total of $169,000 is reasonable, appropriate, and in the public's best interest. The National Airport Authority will proceed with the land acquisition. This is L Pine Hill Road, which is the lot that's adjacent to the Brickhanger parking lot, the tree lot, for lack of a better description, in the amount of $169,000, which we will be reimbursed 95% of this, 9% FAA, 5% New Hampshire DOT, in a future airport AIP grant application. So that is all happening now. We've got the concurrence. Matt Karen has reached out to the city's attorney, and they're working up the paperwork so we can close on that property. That took a long time. We started this back in, actually in December, mm-hmm. and thought it was going to be a 2-month process, and it became 7+ months. But it's finally done, and all we need to do is close on it now. The Randy Trammell, who's the realtor broker, he was very patient with us the whole time. We communicated with him the whole time, and he had every opportunity to sell this piece of land in the meantime and develop it, or develop it and sell it into a single-family residential home abutting the airport, and he didn't do that. So give him a lot of credit for not doing that. He could have made a lot more money off this property, and he chose to do the right thing and, you know, work with the airport. So thank you, Mr. Trammell. That's about it. Any other questions?
Okay, so for here, good evening, everyone. Recording Nick Polito with Gail Hershey. We are still at 5 projects that we are administering on behalf of the authority. The first being the rehabilitation pathway Alpha, no update this month. The most recent correspondence we asked from DOT was back in May, which indicated that the funding request currently exists with FAA, so we're waiting on that grant release from FAA. Recommended action in terms of any questions on the FAA. All right. The second is the rehabilitate Dolphin Foxtrot Ramp project. Construction is now complete, as you know. Although we cannot completely close out the project at this time because the BIL funding for the Foxtrot portion has not been issued. NADOT notified the airport on July 13th that the FAA is, quote, close issuing your New Hampshire, the BIL airport improvement grant. We're just waiting on when that might be awarded, and per NADOT comments, on or about August 2nd, 2023. So once that grant is approved, signed, I think it's going to have to go through governor and council again, so we're going to have a couple of months either way until we can get that grant closed out. So hopefully by the end of the federal fiscal year, we can get that closed out. Any questions on the golf grant project?
Nick, you would... spoken with Bruce the other day, is that correct? They were asking about payment. Are they okay with this still? Or?
Yeah, he sent an email requesting an update, and I told him that hopefully it would be by the end of August, but I forgot about what was out in the council process. So,
touch base with him again. And
can
you remind us who the contractor is?
Continental.
The Continental, okay. So they've got a long history with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third project is the relocation of the AWOC and SAR. I do still have an update on this. We received the FAA's reimbursable agreement, and that has been funded, as I understand it. Otherwise, they would have reached out to me to schedule their kickoff meeting. So that kickoff meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, August 1st at 10 a.m. I'm trying to push it to 11 because that's the same time as our engineers' weekly meeting. But that is the proposed date at this time. If they can't move it, then I'll just get that meeting. Chris, did you receive a link to that?
I do not have a link to that.
Okay. I did ask the question if we could push that now. If they do, I'll forward you that link so you can participate.
Please.
That is a great sign. That means we can start our design efforts. Following that meeting, we've already started pulling together some plan templates and some standard details, but for the most part, it's been waiting on the FAA to start their electronics work. So that being said, power contract that has not been signed, although my understanding that the airport has received the IFE. I sent over JLP proposal that Monday.
I don't recall which thing.
Well, I don't know if you guys have had the chance to review that for the IFP to let us know if we're within 10%, but if we are, that's generally an acceptable tolerance for executing the contract. So if you would let us know whether or not that's acceptable, you can circulate the contract as soon as you.
Two questions here. So, the weather equipment will be moved to a location between the taxiway Alpha on the 14 end and taxiway Bravo, as depicted on the ALP.
Delta?
Delta. Okay. And if we receive the reimbursable agreements, does that have a number on it? A dollar figure?
Yes, and I believe that's our funding. Correct, please?
What's that?
The AWOC relocation reimbursable.
The reimbursable agreement, yes, it's right around 56,000, and they already received it. We already set that out already. They did. And the agreement's been signed up both ends.
Yeah. All right. The fourth project is the pop-up land acquisition. As Kurt alluded to, on the 13th, the Chief Fraser and his team completed a review and have agreed to fund the purchase of the land, and the city attorney is working on the closing documents. Please note that the owner has given the airport a timeline of the end of the month to close, or he will put the land on the market. Matt did let me know before he headed out that he was calling to Cecilia, the city attorney.
Yes, sure.
And he has not received a response yet, but he wanted to reiterate that if the closing doesn't happen by the end of this month, the seller intends to walk away from the state. Any questions?
Who's tracking that or pushing that?
I believe Matt has put a call in, but not hearing back. I think he's hoping that...
From the FKL, you guys are going to point on that? Okay.
Well, The actual purchase and sale agreement and closing is outside of our scope. That the city attorney's been handling that. So
I'm just in terms of whose court intends to keep pushing the. You know.
I think his intent with that comment was to see if Chris or Farrell would reach out.
Cecilia.
Just to make sure it happens. Any questions on the property acquisition?
I have a question. Has the
PNF
been signed?
I think that's what the attorney is grabbing up, correct?
Okay.
That is correct.
But if the seller wants the closing by the end of the month?
He wants it by the end of the month, and we've made the city attorney's office aware of this. I think that he's comfortable right now knowing that everything was approved with DOT. And again, he's been patient for about 8 months now.
Right. And the last project is the power siting study. As I understand it, Susan has received the reimbursable agreement for that project. Like the AWOS relocation reimbursable, it needs to be funded up front, which understandably doesn't make much sense because the FAA is just going to put the Nashua Airport in a queue that is about a year long, so they need interest payment, or they need interest off of that retainer for that year. But there's really nothing we can do. You got to fund it up front.
How the process works.
That being said, Gale Street does not require an IFE because it was under $100,000. However, the FAA's scope of work did not include the phase one environmental site assessment, which they put the caveat very clearly in that reimbursable agreement. So if that's something that Gale needs to take on, we're going to need to sub that to an environmental professional. I do have an individual in mind. They are DBP, and they do great work for relatively low cost. I did get just a ballpark number from my uncle, who's the president of Western Sampson. He said it's about $4,500 to do that type of assessment. So it's a good opportunity to see if the DBP firm that I'm thinking about you can come in and work with us.
Susan Winslow.
It would be newer if you could
Oh, Dean, I'm sorry, I thought you said ISC. I got you.
I'm not
Can we cut a deal on that?
I thought
we're going to give you $29.99.
$29.99, we have to spend an additional $4,000.
Somebody want to kick in some money?
I thought about making the case that consulting fees are a fixed cost, and that should be set aside from the Gale contract, but I don't really not fight that fight, to be honest. If it's for the tower siting study, it will be 100% reimbursed by the end of the day. You get it all back at the end of the day. So like I said, I've already solicited that fee proposal. If here it comes back at, I let the FAA and DOT know that we need to revise the grant application pending that fee proposal. And hopefully within the next week or so, we can get that revised grant amount over the DOT, and everything will proceed as it may be. Yeah.
We have a progressive agreement with the FAA. Our Gale fees, do those have to be, we have to cover those at the same time, or do you just, you know, is Gale going to wait until we get reimbursed by the FAA?
We would wait for issuing the grant before you. If we have a signed contract, we might issue
invoices,
but we wouldn't expect
payment until the rent.
Okay. On the quarter.
I remember asking that question, and my aunt was like, well, it shows that AR would be borrowing, so we might issue invoices.
Right.
So,
and that's going to be the same for the power signing as well.
Correct.
You think it's going to be your agreement, and then it would be
clear. Yeah, we would make. We won't even start work on that for some time. Hours for the IFP is somewhere around 2:03, something like that.
So we need a vote to proceed with that?
If you have the finances or if it's easily accessible, the board could make a vote to enter the contract with the LRT. So circling back to the AWOS relocation, it does appear that we are, based on what Chris just showed me on the phone, we are within 10% on the IFE. So if the board is prepared to vote on whether or not to enter the JL contract, you can do so.
Want to do that?
Sure.
All right, so that's in, so for the motion to, or shall we say, authorize? the board, who's going to be signing it? Who's going to be? So, okay, I'll authorize Jim Woods to do what? To approve engagement and what?
Execution of sale contract based on the IFE being within 10%.
Execution of the Gale contracts with the IFP, based on the IFP being within 10%, related to the AWAS relocation project.
Gale's fee, $201,679 in $201,679
versus $196,346 was what the IFP came back with. So, well
within 10%.
Yep.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of allowing ourselves to approve the Gale IFE for the federal relocation project, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that motion carries.
That was fresh business. That was even new business.
Yeah.
Fresh.
All right, I will send those documents over to Dr. Simon tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
And I believe that is all I have to do.
Okay.
Appreciate that. So, here's just two committees, of which we have none. Old business, Greg Leeson, Infinity Aviation Hangar update. I guess Greg isn't with us tonight, so that'll come up again next week. New business, Perimeter Place Investments LLP, option to extend land lease.
Do you want to talk about that at all, or just reading the motion?
I think we've been going into reading the motion.
Okay. All right, so put forward a motion to approve the lease extension request for E1509 Perimeter Place Investments LLP, 20 years beginning on May 1st, 2027, and terminating on April 30th, 2047, upon the same terms and conditions as the lease is now in effect. Also to approve this lease to be extended for an additional term of 20 years commencing on May 1st, 2047 and terminating on April 30th, 2067, subject to renegotiation of terms and conditions.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion on extending this lease? Okay. All those in favor of extending the lease as read by Joe? Say aye.
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 Okay, and that lease is extended. And now we have a certificate of vote, SBG 12-25-2023, Airport Rescue Grant Offer.
This is a grant that, are you aware of this grant? This is a grant that came in for $59,000 to reimburse for operating costs in such as some.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, American Rescue.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Governmental benevolence.
Thank you.
It's on your
credit
card, Joe.
Yeah. All right. So to that end, put forth a motion authorized for what is chairman of the National Airport Authority, execute and deliver for and on behalf of the National Airport Authority, any contracts with the state of New Hampshire related to SBG 12-25-2023 Airport Rescue Grant Offer.
Okay.
Any discussion? I mean, we're not going to refuse much.
Do we really need it?
Okay. So,
did you much?
Okay. All those in favor of authorizing me to execute paperwork to accept SBG 12-25-2023 Airport Rescue Grant Offer. Please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that carries. Upcoming events, Chris has already spoken about these reveals. Brings us to public input as the meeting is kind of coming to a close. Yes, Mary.
I don't know if anybody registered, but this morning when I came to work, there was a little deer walking down Perimeter Road. Did anybody else see him? He just walked like he owned the place and went back to the child care place. My dad, he sold office when he
moved.
just walks along. The
way he doesn't walk on the front.
I know, I was like, wow!
I'll make a comment about the deer. Eldon went around the entire perimeter probably about 2 months ago. He found a couple holes under the fence out in the swamp areas on the by the railroad tracks, and he brought material out, filled them in, did some repairs, and we haven't had a single deer sighting inside the fence in 2 months now.
Wow.
So I think we found where they were getting in.
Now,
with that, there'll be a herd of them tomorrow morning.
And I would keep it out.
Well, I don't think there's any in there. I put them in the freezer.
On a perimeter deer wood, right?
Yeah, we have five. We've just been five out on deer wood every day. Bucks, too, all bucks.
Yeah.
So the wildlife I've been seeing a lot of lately have been geese and turkeys.
Here?
Well, not.
No, I was going to say, we haven't seen any geese or turkey here for a while.
That's a rabbit.
The rabbits, they're feeding the coyotes very well.
Yeah, my water pack.
My migratory water.
For Tucci's to DW College and back.
Okay. Any more public input? Director's comments. Jess, I'll start with you.
Sure. Great to be here in person. Thanks, everybody, for doing such a great job. I want to commend the airport NAA as well as Gale for crossing the finish line, or just about to cross the finish line on the land purchase.
Oh, Jake said it.
That's a big one. Anyway, great to see you all, and thanks so much for keeping everything so smoothly.
Jeff, it's good to see you again. I'm glad you were able to make it in person.
Hi, we got some stuff done.
Yeah. Since we didn't have, David or Brian remote, we could just do voice notes, which is always nice. Nick, thank you for putting up with the rather surprising amount of inertia it's taken to get this land purchase through.
I really need much from Matt.
Okay, well, thanks to Matt then.
I will relay that right now.
And, good job for Melvin, finding and getting those holes patched up so that we don't have deer on the runway. Joe?
Thanks, everybody, as usual. Stay cool, stay dry. Hopefully we'll stay dry here shortly.
For a day.
What's it been like when you, what's the weather been like where you've been?
We have actually had unseasonably large amounts of rain. Of course, that goes from having no rain for months on end to just like tiny bits. But we have antelope on our runways. So I spend a lot of time every morning that I tow gliders out there doing a survey for the antelope. And I actually had to wake up a whole herd of them that were literally sleeping on the approach end of the runway.
Oh, wow.
we've got a Pawnee with a climb prop, 260 horsepower, and I just aimed at them, and they eventually woke up and left.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.